We want to pay this money, and we have requested for the government to give us this money. Unfortunately, these resources have not yet come, and we are unable to make payments. We have been assured by the Minister of Finance that he is looking into this very seriously with a view of settling these bills.
With all these financial constraints that you have, do you see COPAC being able to come up with a draft constitution, or rather a new constitution, before the next elections that Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai are calling for?
If press reports that we see are anything to go by, the election is earmarked for June. There is no way that there will be a draft constitution ready by February. The draft constitution, assuming everything remaining constant, will be ready only by April, which means the referendum has to be done on or around the 30th of July 2011 or August. So there is no way that timeline will be met unless the government drastically changes its way of funding this process.
And Mr. Monzora, how much money have you used so far as COPAC from the beginning of the process to now?
Well, I may not have the actual figures, but we are looking in the region of 10 million or more. And by using money, I mean the money that was there and paid out, as well as the amount that was incurred, is over $10 million.
I also understand that you received letters today from some donors saying they are going to give you money to finish the whole process. How much money are you going to get from them, and how much money is the government giving you?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to give figures as to how much money the donors will give, because they did not specify in their letter. But the donors have approved the quarter 3 budget.